Called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm going to need the leading of the Holy Spirit today. I got a conglomerate of stuff that I got to get out there on the table. Excited to be here today. Feeling stronger every day. Thank God. Kick the whatever that thing is. Folks, I have a real heightened alert in my spirit. That sounds so spiritual, doesn't it? I believe we are in grave danger in large gatherings. I believe we're in grave danger. You know, we're having Lost Lands here at just out here by Sky High this weekend. Going to be 40,000 people there. And I was just thinking about how, because of what happened to us at Bard's Fest and a video that Mike Adams did yesterday, that they are the Luciferian God haters are on this. They're on the assault. That we're going to begin to see the release of more and more, whatever, chemical weapons, call whatever word you want to, more and more all across the fruited plain. And we have an unbelievably huge gathering of 44,000 people here. It's at Lost Lands. Again, I'm going to get into it here in a second. And I just really quickened in my spirit. And so I just ask all of you out there to pray for us over the next 4 days. There's going to be, again, hey, keep using the term, Sky High and my home are going to be surrounded by 44,000 godless pagans. Now, that's not true, because paganism have gods, Christless pagans. For 44,000 of them for 3.5 days. They're pretty much off of the property, although we've rented it to some of the production staff. But the actual attendees, they're going to be all around us. And I found it really, really interesting. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. This is the winter. This winter equal, is it solstice? No. Winter. Fall equinox, Maybon, it's called. I'm going to talk about some of that here this morning and why that ties in with exactly what's going on here with Lost Lands. I'm going to show you some of that as well. A couple things I want to show you first. Hey, listen, some of you have emailed me and said, Coach, I want some of those business cards. Well, the business cards that I had printed off are not the cards that we're using. I was in a bind. I needed some cards to take them with me to New York. And so I forwarded one of the copies that I had to Staples, and they printed them up real quickly and went there. And so yesterday I said, hey, get a hold of me and I'll give you the link. Well, that's not the right card. Okay. That's not the right card. Hey, Spencer, if you can pull the right card up here so people can see, hopefully an attachment. So listen, those of you who want cards, I'm going to get from Terry, who created the cards. I'm going to get the proper link so that you can go to your Staples or wherever and print out the card. So if you emailed me yesterday and said, hey, Coach, send me that link. I didn't have a link yet. Okay, I don't have it. Spencer, can you find it or not? It's an attachment, man. Oh, I'm sorry. Unpinned me. Maybe I can do it here. Oh, I hate computers. Oh, there it is. All right. There's the actual card. All right. So it's a little bit different. The back of the card is different from the one that we had yesterday. So anybody that wants any cards now in the next 12 hours, email me and I'll send you the correct link so you can go and get them printed. Okay, cool. All right. Dr. T, play that one. Spencer, pull that up. Look at this, folks. Big news. National news. National news. This is our local Channel 10 out of Columbus, Ohio. National news on Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Go ahead and play that, Spencer.
A doctor who falsely claimed COVID-19 vaccines make you magnetic is keeping her medical license. You'll remember Dr. Sherry Tenpenny drew national attention when she was invited by a lawmaker to speak at the State House. Well, late last week, the state medical board renewed her license for another 2 years. State law allows the board to refuse renewal of any physician for making a false, fraudulent, deceptive, or misleading statement in relation to the practice of medicine. The state wouldn't comment directly on Tenpenny's situation.
Well, why wouldn't they comment directly on Timpenny's situation? Does anybody know why? Because when the rubber met the road, she wasn't lying. She wasn't providing false information. So they were going to suspend her as of October 1st. No more. No more. And by the way, keep your ear to the ground because something's coming in form of a pushback, if you know what I'm saying, right? Do you believe, folks, that there's such an attack on truth that they would target one specific doctor to take her license away? What does that tell you? What does that tell you?
The grift is over, Coach. Uh-huh.
And it goes back to the video. I don't know if you got a folks, if you got a chance to see the show on Brighteon yesterday, but I played about an 8-minute video proving they're losing. The other side
over
is
the target.
Losing. Right, over the target. They are losing, my friends. They're losing. That's why I believe they've become so desperate. So desperate. And I can see in my mind's eye, Lost Lands this week and release something at Lost Lands. And then what? Blame it on those of us who haven't been vaccinated. That's the game plan, the way that I see it. So that's why I need a special prayer covering over all. If you could, folks, stand with us and push back against these forces of darkness. Now, Steph, I'm going to have Stephanie come and join us because I want to talk today. Today is the what they call the autumn equinox. Doesn't mean much to us, but it means a lot to them. In other words, today is the first day of fall, autumn. It's today. September 21st, going into September 22nd. And I got up this morning and I looked at my calendar and I said, oh, my Lord, that's today. Lost Lands is coming today. And you guys sitting out there say, well, what's Lost Lands? And what's the big deal about Lost Lands? Well, let's see. Do we have it? Yeah. Spencer, pull that up. Folks, 44,000 people. It's the last one, Spence. 44,000 people. Spencer, if you scroll down to the bottom of it, about midway down, there'll be a video to play. Folks, this is right over this. This is connected to our property, okay? Remember we're talking about the Nephilim and all that stuff that nobody wants to believe. Scroll on. Is that it? Yeah, there's a trailer. Folks, I want you to watch this. This is a nighttime, all night only event. They sleep during the day or do whatever they do during the day. I don't know. But there's 44,000 people who've come at this particular time, at this particular place, at the home of the Nephilim. Sorry for this festival. This is a 2-minute clip, the Lost Lands official trailer. Go ahead.
There were stories of a species that walked the earth millions of years ago. Evolution wasn't ready for their greatness. Their kind was never to be seen again. Some speak of a tribe that gathers at the lost lands of the earth. That cheer to the sounds of their ancestors. Such people. I have heard their stories, and they call themselves
molten steel.
$44,000 will pay $500 for a ticket and $500 to sleep in a tent for this festival, nighttime festival. Folks, it is connected. It surrounds where we are here. All right. Now, I want to show you something else, and I'm going to bring Stephanie in here. Spencer, click on Giants, because I know that some of this stuff makes you guys uncomfortable. There really isn't a whole lot I can do about it. Spencer, I don't know how to make this bigger on my own screen. Do I just click on it, bud? I can. Who do I look to pin it, Spencer? Do you do it for me? Because this just happened to coincide with, this was posted on Twitter earlier this week. I need to see it, Spencer. Maybe I can pull it up on my own where I can see a little bit better.
Coach, tell them about all the Oriental people that show up there.
Yeah, well, last time, 2 years ago when they last had Lost Lands, the owner, the producer, the guy that owns the property, had a conversation with him. He says, you know, it's the weirdest thing, Coach. He said, about 25% of our tickets are sold in China. Now, this is before COVID. I said, what? Yeah, 12,000. We got about 12,000 tickets been sold to people from China. So they come in here? Yeah. And wouldn't you know, friends, that that's 2 years ago. That would have been September 2 years ago. That around Thanksgiving, we had
falsely claimed COVID-19.
We had to close our school. After they left, Lost Lands left, we had to close our schools for flu. So that's why I tell everybody that COVID's been here, where I live, since, what would that be, September of 2000? That's what I believe. So I came across this today. Not only were giant skeletons up to 9 feet found in the mounds in Ohio, but entire houses perfectly preserved, along with all their relics inside. They also had a written language. And none of this has been suppressed so that you, all of this has been suppressed so that you will believe Native Americans built these mounds. Scroll on down, Spencer. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll put it in the chat for you. Tell us what this is old history that has been hidden. It's been buried from us, right? We have several million millstones used of grinding corn and plenty of charred corn cobs and kernels, not unlike what you know as yellow dent corn. We judge from our observations that those ancient dwellers of our country followed agriculture for a living and had many of the arts and sciences known to us, as we found molds made of clay for casting different implements. We also found many trinkets such as white stones, beards, marbles. Keep going, Spencer. Is there another one to pull up there? This just came across my stuff today, September 14th. You can see it. And so anyway, I'm not going to continue to read all about this, but Russ Dizdar and L.A. Marzulli and anybody, the above account was no reason to discredit and can only wish that the examinations have been more thorough and the account more explicit as to the dimensions of the rooms and other details. And what was stated, however, we conclude that the authors of these works could not have belonged to the present Indian race, but were undoubtedly of the mound-building people of the Mississippi Valley. But folks, this stuff is so documented, all right? And L.A. calls where we are, where Lost Lands is going to be held, on the autumn equinox. L.A. calls it Nephilim Central. Okay, so no matter what you are, what you believe, what you think, what you want to deny, the truth is something very, very dark and demonic has taken place on this area in which we find ourselves sitting here this weekend. It just happens to coincide with, as I said earlier, the fall equinox. Equinox night, meaning night and day, same time. Now, we poo-poo and laugh off what we would call pagan beliefs. Oh, that's just the pagans believe that. But see, here's what we don't understand. They really believe it. So much so that 44,000 of them are gathering over here in a thing called Lost Lands that is about as demonic an event as you could ever possibly have. So I asked Stephanie, our resident former pagan, if she would join us this morning and talk a little bit about this. As she does that, Spencer, pull up on the, it says next and last thing, Wicca Living. So Stephanie, come on in here and just kind of guide us through from a spiritual standpoint what's going on all around
us. Can you hear
me
okay?
Yes, by the followers.
Okay, I came outside so nothing would mess with me in the house because it seems like every time you ask me to talk about something like this, everything happens. First, Coach, can we pray again?
Yes, we can. Can you, lead us?
Lord, I would like to ask right now that you cover everyone in this huddle, Lord, especially Coach. Lord, we pray for Sky High. We pray for angels that are there to be able to do your will or to protect, surround. Lord, we ask that you bind, dissolve, break anything that's been done, anything that's planned to be done by the heathen that are there right now, Lord, on this full moon, this harvest full moon, this high holiday of Mabon, Lord. We ask that you break any spells, hexes, any curses, anything that they might have or be planning, Lord, in your name, through the blood of Jesus Christ. We hold our ground on Sky High, and we protect it in your name for the purpose of forwarding your kingdom, Lord. Amen.
Amen. And you know what, Stephanie?
Okay, Coach.
You know what, Stephanie? Hang on just a second. 6 years ago, I'd have thought you were nuts.
That's cool.
And there are people who are watching right now who think what we're doing is nuts. Because why? We don't understand. We have, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And we don't understand that the dark side is unrelenting in their attack on all things good, folks.
It's hardcore. And they chose this day to have that on purpose, Coach. They don't just go, oh, yep, this date works for us. The full moon was last night, the harvest moon. Harvest, you know, you reap in and you bring in your crop. You bring it in. They're at the high place there. I can't see because I'm not on video or computer, so all I can do is hear, but I hear the music. And what I hear are notes, certain notes are used to get you into a trance. That I bet you there's lasers in that video.
Whoa,
because lasers go through the eyes. Because lasers go through the eyes to open the door to your mind. I bet you they're probably doing some mushrooms and some hallucinogens. I bet you there was probably dancing around a big fire. That's the portal. What's going on there, people? And you can think I'm crazy. My history comes from practicing this and doing these things myself. So I won't even go into that. My history's out there for you to dig up and go look. I was Red Cougar Moon. I did this stuff myself for years and years and years. That is a portal. Those are empty meat suits about to be downloaded with something, in my opinion. That's what they do. They're raising a cone of power with their music and with their trancing, and they're bringing something, they're drawing something down. You are on a high place there, Coach.
Yeah.
It's a stronghold there. And they do this because it is on one of their holidays. They have the wheel of their holidays. This is the autumn equinox. This is Mabon, the fall festival. Like you said, it's where there's equal in length between darkness and light. To them, that's vitally important. Again, there's always that duality. There's a male and the female. There's darkness and light. That's a power point. That's a point when things, when you do certain things, you can, how do I say this so it's understood? You can open doorways easier on these times. The
Spencer?
Mayans knew it. The Aztecs knew it. The Native Americans were taught it. They were all taught it by the fallen. They gave them, like Russ Dizdar says, here's my phone number if you want to call me. You know, do it on this time, do it this way, and I'll reach you and I'll answer the phone. That's what I feel like is going on there with that festival.
Okay,
there.
So Spencer, real quickly, pull up, it says the Satanic Temple. Because Stephanie, I went to, when I was doing some research this morning, I was just looking everywhere for, you know, the equinox and paganism and all that stuff. Folks, I want you to see this. I went to the Satanic Temple website. Scroll down, folks. They have seven tenets of Satanism. Now, here is part of the deception. Because, Stephanie, do you think those kids, those 25, 30-year-old kids that are at this event, this, yeah, right there is good. Do you think they think they're evil or do they think they're
good? No, do they think they're thinking that they're good? happy-go-lucky, as long as you're nice, just accept everybody. Tolerance, tolerance, tolerance. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Be whatever you want to be. Do whatever you want to do. You can dress up and be a woman. You can be a cat. You can be a unicorn. It's whatever you want to do. That's all that they push.
Whatever feels good, do it. So they're not really there.
So mote it be. Do what ye will. Harm none. Do what ye will. That is the law. And that's the rule. Yep.
So folks, up on the screen right now are the seven fundamental tenets of Satanism. I didn't even know there was any such thing. Did you guys know that? How can we go to church our whole life and not know this? How is it we know nothing about the enemy? So I couldn't believe this because I was looking for talking about the worship of Satan and Lucifer. This is the seven fundamental tenets of Satanism. Listen to this. Makes me want to join. Number one, one should strive to act with compassion and empathy toward all creatures in accordance with reason. Well, that sounds like that's almost Christian, isn't it? Number two, the struggle for justice is ongoing, a necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions. Stephanie, do as thou wilt. Right, so far, I want to join Satanism. Anybody else with me? Sounds like pretty good stuff. Three, one's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone. Now, I don't know how they feel about vaccines. My body, my choice, right? This is right out of the Methodist Church, isn't it? Number four, the freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend, to willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forego one's will.
Uh-huh.
Wow, they don't want any rules and regulations.
The white witches, I have to add to that, white witches out there, don't tell me you're always white because you call it going gray because I did it too. I just want to throw that in there for those pagans out there listening to it. Sorry, keep going.
So there are those out there who would say they are white witches and they want to cast good spells, right?
Yep.
They don't work that way, folks.
Sure does not.
So again, look at the deception just here in their fundamental tenets. Number five, beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs. Sherry Tenpenny, right? Did you hear that lady, the news reporter, telling that Sherry Tenpenny was telling lies, right? No evidence that she was telling lies. Number six, people are fallible. If one makes a mistake, one should do one's best to rectify it and resolve any harm that might have been caused. I want to be a Satanist. In fact, they haven't even mentioned his name yet. I want to be one of those. See, there's going to be 44,000 of these people here, deceived. And number seven, every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word. Wow, huh? So, folks, again, we don't understand. We're not to be ignorant of our enemy's devices, and we have no clue. Do you think you could walk into the average church and talk about anything we've spoken about in the first 25 minutes? No, they wouldn't. Hey, Stephanie, I'm going to let Reggie come in here a second. Go ahead, Reg.
Good morning, Coach. One of the things, and just to add, we're not crazy. Stephanie and I talk all the time. We compare notes and stuff. So I come from the Luciferian part. It's no different. It's just different names. So when they start these events, there's mass preparation for it. The color of the lights have everything to do with it. She knows the sound part, the music, the mass gatherings, whether they're intended to be there or not, whether they're ignorant souls there or not, it doesn't matter. These people are being used as conduits. That's the best way to describe it. The conduits and the music and the drugs and the sex are all... they're opening portals for the demonic realm. And then later that night, some will stay, some will leave, some will just go to sleep. But there are huge rituals that have been prepared for that are at the higher levels.
It's all being, folks, all being done at night. Spencer, go up to the Satanic Temple Mission. It's right. It's, yeah. Look at this, friends. I think I'm going to join. This is like being a Methodist. The mission of the Satanic Temple, a religious organization. See, there's where, again, our founders screwed up. It's not freedom of religion. It's freedom of Christian religion. Freedom of the Christian religion. The mission of the Satanic Temple, a religious organization, is to encourage benevolence and empathy among all people, reject tyrannical authority, advocate practical common sense, oppose injustice, and undertake noble pursuits. The Satanic Temple has publicly confronted hate groups, fought for the abolition of corporal punishment in schools, applied for equal representation when religious institutions are placed on public property. And it goes on and on and on. Satan's a good guy. We've been lied to. Satan's a good guy. Come on in, Michelle. Then Larry.
Morning, family. Hi, team. This is very good information, and we need the information. But I think what we need more is to know that the blood of Christ can fight this, and it does beat it. So, Coach, I will pray for you. I will, but I please ask you, go walk your line and plead the blood of Christ.
We're going to do that. I got Alan Zeifer here. I'm going to get his big butt up, and we're going to walk that property line today. Blow that shofar. Yeah, he's got one. Come on in, Larry.
Yeah, I just want to say that for years, I've understood that Satan doesn't have to convince people to follow evil and have evil intents to be on his side. All he has to do is divert people's attention away from the fact that Jesus Christ and servitude to him is the only way to God. And when he diverts your attention away from that fact, he don't care whether you think you're doing evil or not. He has accomplished his purpose.
Couldn't agree more, Larry. Joseph, come on in.
Mark Trump and I was up there that week. And this is what brought my attention, situation awareness, is the weather was unusual that whole week they were there. And the noise, the smell.
Well, it's all throughout. It permeates the entire area around us, folks. It's massive. Imagine 44. Well, you'd have to see it to believe it. 44,000 people.
Imagine the demons and the entities that you can't see that are gathered around that light, because that's a giant bug light to different levels of different entities. Different levels of different entities looking for different meat suits to go into. Just like at the Serpent Mound back on winter solstice. Exactly the same thing. This is why they do these on certain days with certain things, looking for certain people.
So it's a bug. It's a bug light, and the mosquitoes are coming looking for a body to occupy.
Some mosquitoes and some big old some other kind of bugs that we haven't even seen yet. Giant bugs.
That are drawn to it. Wow, Jerry, come on in.
Hey, Coach. Yeah, so everybody there doing their thing, it's like when Jesus said of one mind when we gather together. So they act as one big antenna rather than a whole bunch of little antennas. And that's the issue. So maybe next year we should gather all the Christians we can. And instead of 44,000, there should be 144,000 Christians there praying against that stuff.
Yeah, so understand this. If you know our property, which I hope you're coming to, by the way, on October, 8, 9, 10. If you know our property, ours is the first foothill. We are the highest place overlooking Buckeye Lake. But as you walk farther east, mountains get higher. All right? So even though we're a high place, first one over Buckeye Lake, Lost Lands, where they're having the concert, is higher than us. It's higher than where we are. Okay? I'm just trying to give you all a scenario of the picture. And as I've told you before, and some, you know, it's how I lose friends, the largest burial cairn in history in North America was discovered on a hill over right where they have the concert. Maybe here in a minute I'll try to dig that up. You understand what I'm telling you, folks? A burial cairn. And they took that burial cairn, C-A-I-R-N, you could Google it, cairn, and whoever pulled 46,000 wagon loads of stone out of that one particular pyramid to reinforce Buckeye Lake, because Buckeye Lake was a swamp. And so they pulled all of those stones out of there to reinforce what they call the north bank of Buckeye Lake. 46,000 wagon loads. This was done in 1823 through like 1835. I'm going to try to find that as you guys talk. So come on in there, Randy or Stephanie. You want to jump in? I got Randy up next, and then Kevin after him. Go ahead.
Yeah, Coach, it's no accident that you own that. Own Sky High, and that you were set there. God put you there, Coach. You basically we're infiltrators. We come into their little Nephilim Central portal.
That's right. We have
we took it back, Coach. It's over. We own it.
We do.
Conquered it. It's over, Coach. This isn't even in the. They can come and play around our circle there all they want.
That's right, brother.
They cannot touch it, Coach.
Randy, we got that cross high above that hill. You understand that, folks? We've already dug in, baby.
But we have to believe it. We have to walk in that faith and that confidence in that authority. That is the keys of the kingdom, Coach. We have them. They can't get them. We have to understand, Coach. I mean, we don't fear witchcraft. We don't fear all this.
No, no.
We need to know about it. We need to understand it, because when we're looking at it, we need to know how to deal with it. But, Coach, we have no fear over this. These are giants that Joshua and Caleb saw, and they said, hey, we don't fear them. God, we are going to conquer them. Now, the rest
we have power over them. Over them.
We
do
not.
Hey, Spencer, pull up that thing I just sent you. Come on in, Kevin.
Yeah, so I was just looking at the festival when you showed the video. I just want to make 2 points here. It kind of reminds me of the same spirit that you see at Burning Man. And I'm sure you've seen the Burning Man Festival. And they hold festivals like this. There are several of them all around the world. They take place over in Europe. The action always starts at night. It's always highly occultic. And it all has that same spirit. Now, as far as the festival that you have out in your area, you live in Hebron, right?
I live east of Hebron.
Okay, so you're in the Hebron area. Okay.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you, what was the most famous Canaanite town that the giants came from in the Bible?
Hebron. Yeah, I've been all through that. David went to Hebron to confront him. You guys know that? That's a whole nother teaching, okay? But some of you will tune out because you don't believe it, because your pastor doesn't believe it. So therefore you can't believe it, right? Now I got up on the screen right now. This is a Columbus Dispatch. That's our big paper in Columbus. April 4th, 2016 article. Now this is just, folks, these people, they don't care. They're just doing an article, right? It says, the discovery and dredging up of the wreck of the canal boat Black Diamond from the bottom of Buckeye Lake back in February got me thinking about that just happened. They dug up this prehistoric boat just 2-3 years ago. Got me thinking about a much more ancient archaeological wonder that received similar rough treatment during the original construction of what was then called the Licking Summit Reservoir. That's our area here, okay? The discovery and dredging up of the wreck of the canal boat Black Diamond from the bottom of Buckeye Lake in February. In 1823, the builders of the dam that created Buckeye Lake, which is now undergoing extensive repairs, got the stone they needed by partially dismantling an ancient stone mound located about 2 miles north on Coach Dave's property. I don't know why they don't just say that, right? Really, it isn't on my property. It's quarter of a mile higher on my property, okay? And the reservoir stone mound, apparently named for the cause of its destruction, wasn't just any mound. It was the largest pre-Columbian stone structure north of Mexico. Folks, right where this concert's being held. I present what little we know about this amazing mound in the current issue of the Journal of Ohio Archaeology. But we know this. The reservoir stone mound was built of unshaped blocks of local sandstone to a height of 40 to 50 feet. By the way, some of those stones are still there. Stone mounds are not as common as earthen mounds. Most are only a few feet tall, and they're almost never above 15 feet. This one's 50 feet. In a letter published in the prominent National Literary Magazine in 1822, the author referred to the Reservoir Stone Mound as by far the noblest monument of antiquity now extant in North America. In 1822, they said that the mound over there where the concert is being held is the noblest monument of antiquity now in North America, and urged the United States Congress to ensure its preservation for posterity.
This eloquent, as above, so below.
As above, so below. This eloquent plea appears to have fallen on mostly deaf ears when workers began hauling away the stones to build the Buckeye Lake Dam the following year. Before they finished, workers had moved 10,000 to 25,000 wagon loads of stone. Can you get a picture of that, folks? What must that wagon been like? And how did they pick up these unbelievably huge stones and transport them about a mile and a half to reinforce the lake? A Smithsonian Institute report published in 1837 stated that the removal of the stone revealed an underlying circle of 15 or 16 small earthen mounds underneath it. By the way, cairn is another word for tomb, burials. Curiosity seekers dug into these mounds, and in one, they found a remarkably well-preserved wooden coffin or partial burial platform about 8 feet long. It had a few fragments of human remains along with 10 copper bracelets. A local physician required a fragment of the wooden. He got some of the slab, which he donated to Yale University Peabody Museum. And last year, Peabody Museum curators gave me a small piece of the fake fragment so I could radioactive carbon date this unique mound. The laboratory that analyzed the sample determined that the tree from which the platform had been carved was chopped down around AD 130. Based on that date and the artifacts reportedly found in the mound, such as the copper bracelets and several pieces of thick pottery, I concluded that the mound was built by the Adena Indians. He just assumed it, right? He just assumed it. No spiritual understanding at all. The Reservoir Stone Mound was unique for its enormous size, for the circle of earthen burial mounds at its base, and the remarkable preservation of the wooden burial platform. Because of the way the mound was torn apart and haphazardly excavated, we will never know what more it could have taught us. That's a tragedy, because it certainly must have been one of ancient America's noblest monuments. Right on the top of that hill, right over there. Clay, come on in.
Coach, one thing it left out there is that they also supposedly found a holy relic underneath that wooden platform. And with that body missing, and that holy relic supposedly come from the Holy Lands. And when I read that holy relic, it makes me think about us going to the Guidestones and Randy burying those five stones.
Yes.
And it makes me wonder if maybe that high ground wasn't taken back at some time in the past and somebody like Randy went there and placed a holy relic in the bottom of that mound to take the high ground back.
Okay, so now listen, folks, I want you to get this picture, okay? How can I do this? So here, I'm making this look flat. Let's see. So let's say right here, right in the middle, sky high. So sky high is the largest area over Buckeye Lake. I'll turn it this way. Buckeye Lake's here. Sky High is the highest property over the top of Buckeye Lake. But as you go this way, the hills get higher and higher. So you go a quarter of a mile. There, right there, is where that cairn sits. Still there, folks. Still there. And they took the stones out of that cairn, and they took them by wagon load, and they reinforced all of the lake. And they tell us the Indians did it. Indians did it with tree stumps and stones, and unbelievable, right? So, Stephanie, this is a big deal to them, isn't it, Steph?
This is a huge deal to them, huge deal. And I just say this is, and this is every day. This is just a strong day for them here, but they're very much aware of this. And like I said,
this is Easter. This is Easter to them, right, Stephanie? This is Easter
this is
or Christmas.
Equinox. Yeah. So it's a midday. You're going into, this is the harvest season. This is when you take in, you know, all the farmers take in their crops. You're getting ready for the darkness to take over. The darkness is winter. Would they consider that darkness? That's the time of going inward. You have to go inward. You have to go dark. That the darkness is coming. That's what you're celebrating the harvest, because winter, the darkness is coming. The wheel's going to turn. Everything's going to die. And then you celebrate in the spring again.
Well, interesting you would say that. Spencer, click on Wiccan call. Next to the last one, Spencer. You had it up there once before. Yeah, that's it, brother. Go at the top, Spencer, and click on Wiccan rituals. Yeah, I didn't know any of this stuff. An overview of Wiccan rituals, the core elements. You can go on this website, and they'll tell you exactly what they do, what the basic rituals are, which we're seeing all of them playing out at Lost Lands this weekend, all of them. And they're coming from 44,000 of them coming from all across the world to be here. Now, should I be concerned about a re-release of something in the air to all of the participants there unknowingly? They're going to shed on each other. I don't know. But what about the click on the wheel of the year, Spencer? The Wiccan Sabbats. There they are. They're holidays. They're high. Folks, this is real to them. This is, do they think, Stephanie, do they think they're worshiping the devil? Do they call him by name, Stephanie?
No, they do not call him that. They all use their little G's and little goddesses and their entities. Some people follow Diana and they follow just the goddesses. Some people are into like the more Viking legend stuff. So they like Vikings. So they, you know, they get into Norsemen and they, Thor, and they get into all that. Some people get into the Greek stuff. Some people are Luciferian. It's all Luciferian. It's just called something different. But some people are openly Luciferian because they just like doing whatever they want to. And under that religion, you got a hall pass to stick it, do it, live it.
So the point
is, you don't ever have to get any punishment for it. That's the whole thing. They don't believe there's any punishment. They don't believe that they're going to be punished for what they do.
So the point that Larry made, which was extremely valid, Larry said, you don't have to follow Satan. They just need to pull you from the truth. They just need to pull you from the truth.
The lukewarm is the favorite. Just being nothing. That's what I say. Neutral and nothing is choosing. You've made a point. You've already made your choice, even if you realize it or not. By not being on Team Jesus, you're already on a team. You've already been chosen. You've already been picked. You can't be in between. There is no in-between line of maybe, you know, no, that's his favorite, because he just has to get you to just fall away.
Amen. Craig, come on in.
Hey, Coach. There's a lot of biblical overlap of what's going on.
Yes, there is.
Talking about the biblical feast days, right? So,
yes.
Right now we're in the tabernacles where, you know, for so many days, 10 days, they make booths. And guess what? That ends on September 26th, 27th, which is this Sunday, Monday. And that's also, if you actually look at it, that is actually the day that there's actually 12 hours of sunlight and 12 hours of darkness, okay? And so this all ties with the sun, which, you know, I talked about how that's the main controller of the weather, because that's the greatest magnetic force in our solar system. Of course, Dr. Tenney got made fun of her magnetism in the blood, yet here, these pagans, right, we're just, think of it this way, you get 12 hours facing the sun, you get 12 hours away from the sun. Think of that as a magnetic force that's equal in magnetism across the earth. So this ties into all these types of things that we're doing now. What's interesting, okay, and I sent you a link and I shared it with Steve and Rusty, when we went to those four guides or Masonic stones over there on Wednesday, that was the Day of Atonement. And I saw this article came up the next day. Here, not the Dead Sea, but a small pond off the Dead Sea turned blood red. You know, now it just happened to be on the Day of Atonement, you know, and, you know, what it has anything to do with what we do, I don't know. I just find it very interesting. Okay, so there's lots of overlaps. Very spiritual time. We need to really keep coaching our prayers.
Thank you. You do. And by the way, up in New Hampshire at the American Stonehenge, they're doing the same thing up there. In fact, there is excavation work taking place at American Stonehenge. We were up there earlier this year Most of you don't know about it. I didn't know about it until somebody made me aware of it. And there is now activity at the American Stonehenge as well up in New Hampshire. Claudine, are you in here, sweetheart? Can you verify that, or do you know anything about what might be going on up there? Folks, listen, the dark side, they're getting ready. They're getting maintenance done on their cell towers. they're getting ready. And our job is what? To go up into the high places and tear those kingdoms down. So you have any information on that, Miss Burnham, are you in here today, dear? She's always in here. She's always raising hell up there. My phone's blowing up. This is blowing up. Somebody come on in here. I'm treading water. Yes.
Coach, can I say one more thing?
Sure, you already are.
That cross that Bob Evans put in.
Yes, sir.
Guess what? Those curses and those hexes are going to get bounced off that cross.
Amen.
And they're going right back on the people that are caught making them. They're trying to do harm, and it's going to bounce off that cross, and it's going to come back on them sevenfold. That's a biblical principle.
Randy, we have built a barrier. We have built a fence. We are the first hill into the Appalachians. We are the first one, and we have built a wall. You guys, I hope you understand that. Now, we've built the wall saying what? You can't come any farther. Those over there that are over at Lost Lands, we can't control them. That's land. But we drew a line in the sand, and we said it didn't go any further than here. And I believe that that cross that Bob Evans put up and the prayer that we've done and the dedication of that land, I believe that it is a barrier to the dark side. Now, you call me crazy if you want to. I believe they say here and no further. It's here and no further. And that's the standard that we've raised. Gary, come on in.
Amen, Coach.
Amen. Gary, you want? Is that you, Gary? No, come on in. You got to unmute yourself.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, hey, Coach.
Why do you do that? Why don't you just give me a name that I know is you?
Okay.
Make my life easier, will you? Come on in.
Okay.
Come on in, Vinny.
I'm not derailing it, but get this. What is the definition of safe and effective, Coach? Because obviously safe and effective doesn't mean that if they give you a shot that kills you. What does safe and effective mean?
Safe and effective means it's safe and it's effective.
Well,
that's what it means.
There's a problem with that because they say that shot's safe and effective, Coach, but it kills
people. Oh, we know that, Vinny. We know that's not safe and effective.
Well,
and again, language does matter. So I go back to the show that I did yesterday on Brighteon, which, by the way, is going to be it'll be posted on ours today. And to understand, we're winning, folks. We're winning, but they're very, very desperate. They've got other tools in their tool shed, man. Right? They got other tools. They are unbelievably desperate. The truth is beginning to come out. They take Sherry Tenpenny and that lady. Said the false things that Sherry Tenpenny was teaching, and we know they're not false. They're not false. Hey, Claudine woke up on there. Come on, Claudine. What's going on up at Stonehenge there?
Sorry, Coach. I'm on the road. I don't know. I didn't realize that there was something going on. Do you want me to go check it out?
Yeah, Google it. Google it and see what's going on up there. Because why? Folks, they're trying to rebuild some of the towers. Randy, some of those things that we've pulled down, they're trying to do some repairing of those things. Because it was like a storm came through and it cut off their communications. We don't get it. We don't understand, but it's real. Same thing going on down at the Georgia Guidestones. We're having an impact. We're having an effect. We're going to win. Come on in, Kevin.
All right. I'm sorry. You want to go ahead first?
Go, Kevin.
All right. Two quick points. All right. On American Stonehenge, yeah, I'm not aware of anything going on, but that doesn't mean it's not happening. But remember, that's the oldest site in America. That's the oldest antenna. It all started there and then worked its way west. Now, on Tenpenny, okay, look at how she has, on her claim, she has hundreds of points of confirmation backing up what she said, but they're calling it a false claim. Let me ask you something, okay? About a month and a half ago, the country of Japan kicked out the vaccines. And do you remember what they said? They analyzed the vaccine and they said this stuff's full of nanoparticleized magnetic metals. That was Japan. That's what their health minister came out and said. And then you've got News 10 saying that that's a false claim. I'm sorry. She has corroboration. All they have is ridicule.
Which is exactly why we're going to win this battle, because when we go to court and they have depositions, she has information, data, everything. And they have what? They have censorship. That's all they have. Come on in, Claudine, your hand's back up. Did you mean to take it down? Nope.
No, I'm here because I just checked it out. So it's they do have a fall equinox today, but on the 25th, they have a ritual from 1 to 4.
Wow, huh? Well, that would be odd, wouldn't it be, huh?
Yeah, interesting.
It'd be like everybody getting together here and celebrating Easter, wouldn't it?
The 27th annual autumnal equinox ritual 2021 on September 25th, 1 to 4.
27th annual.
By Kacha Esser. Isn't that funny? That's the name of the Esser grants that are coming through in the school systems. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Gather time for the ritual.
Coinky dink, huh? I got another coinky dink going on. To honor
the appropriate feeding of the spirit world and to optimize what you get out of this ritual, there is some preparation, and it goes on and on. People should check it out.
Ah, what's that website? Could you help us there, Claudine?
That's the American Stonehenge in Salem, New Hampshire.
On their own. Okay, just put the American Stonehenge, friends, go there and just read what Claudine was talking to us about. Unbelievable. But listen. Coach Dave's crazy. He believes in giants. He believes that. Stay away from him because he is putting together a cult. Come on in, Mel.
Hey, good morning, everybody. So I was surprised when you brought up the Satan Church and talking about rituals. Wasn't it the Satan Church in Texas that just recently said that abortions needed to be legal there because they needed them for their rituals? Now, those seven things that you talked about, Coach, that didn't talk about anything about that.
No, they don't talk because they say what? Do as thou wilt. You don't have to have a conscience. Just do whatever you want to do. You have the right to do whatever you. That's the heart of Luciferianism right there. Randy, I feel you. Come on in. I know you don't have your hand up. I feel you. And then we'll get Rochelle in here.
Coach, their tool, Liberty Mel's right. It is deception. Deception. People, and Coach, thank God we're out of the four church walls where that's where they let it all happen, and they don't deal with this. So, Coach, we're on the front line with this. I urge everybody today, the next few days, fast a meal and pray in the spirit every chance you get. Just pray. We have to keep our authority. We can't let our guard down. We have to keep standing and stand strong.
So Randy, I'm going to walk that property again today because it already belongs to the Lord. We've got that 60-foot cross over the top of that thing, folks. That land is
Coach
not going to be strong.
There. Let him blow that shofar, Coach. There's something about that. There's a reason he's there today. Coach, it's just God set this up again.
Amen, brother. I'm excited.
Plead the blood, Coach. Just plead the blood. It's victorious over everything.
Come on, Rochelle.
Good morning, team. It seems like a lot of things are converging right now. I know they've put off releasing the results of the Arizona audit till Friday, if it comes out. I mean, that's speculation, but that's what I'm hearing. It's supposed to come out Friday. They've put it off until this time, maybe for a reason. It seems like the narrative is changing when it comes to Biden. Even, you know, CNN and other news channels are giving him a little slack about what's happened in Afghanistan. It just seems like something's turning. It's like a big giant oil tanker trying to turn around. It takes a really long time. And I don't know what to call them, Wiccans, I don't know. But they draw you in with this really friendly face, and then they get you involved more and more, and then they make you think that God's in everything, even the evil, and you have to perform these evil things just to get to know your God, whatever entity you're worshiping.
There is no conscience. There is no conscience. Teresa, come on in.
Okay. I don't know if you guys are aware, but in Sandusky, Ohio, every year they have something called the Witches Walk. And they've made it into a fun fundraiser. And they actually have people participating in like the spells and chants and things like that. And people are doing it to raise money for charity. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, because
they have things in Cleveland, Ohio all the time too. If you look at the Witch's Ball, they have a gathering. They get together all the time, people. All the time at places. They rent places and they do that and get ready for the big festivals that happen usually during, they always have a summer, you know, festival, but they're this doing this all over.
Satan comes as an angel of light, right? Just read their own page. They come as nice people, light bearers, protecting me. They're not out there talking about drinking blood and worshiping Satan. And they don't do that, folks. They don't tell the truth. And as a result, we have been lured to sleep saying, oh, well, it's just Satanism. Those people are crazy. Oh, yeah, they're pretty crazy, all right. Right?
Hey, Coach, could I mention one more thing?
Yes, go, Steph.
I would really just want to, it's important to everybody right now, believe me or not, you know, I'm called crazy all the time. I don't care. It's vitally important to speak the truth. I lived this for years, people. I went to these festivals multiple times a year. I went and did these kind of things even when it wasn't a high holiday, because it doesn't have to be a high holiday to open a doorway. You don't have to wait until Halloween to have a portal.
Okay, so Stephanie, help us here. Uh-huh. What do we need to do today to cover this property over the next week?
Pray to block they're building a cone of power to release it to something, to somewhere, and as above, so below. So block that power. Lord Jesus, block that power. Whatever it is, that ball they're trying to send, let's smack that ball down. Let's block that ball down. And also, people, be aware everywhere you go. Like I told you, Coach, get some holy water. Bless your boots, man. Bless your feet. So everywhere you go, Satan knows where you're stepping and you're clearing it, because a lot of times you can think what you want. Energy is kind of like spider webs in the grass, you know, and they can kind of cling to your feet. Medicine and shaman is vitally important about the soles of your feet. So bless the soles of your feet. Lord Jesus, cover me, my feet, everywhere I walk. Let me kick away all the stuff that's going on. Demons, people are like animals. You know how dogs and horses kind of sense you and how you're doing? You can't see them, but that's how they know what's going on with you. They don't read your mind, but they're around you, and then they go report too.
Stephanie, what do those whose denominations don't believe in this do?
That don't believe in anything? They just get along to go along. They're lukewarm, and what happens with that? You get my point, right?
You get my point, right? We have to engage. And if you're in a church and they're telling you that this stuff isn't real and we're crazy,
it's very real. It's extremely real. It's happening every day.
Run. Emma, come on in real quickly.
I need to know if it would be okay if I would come and walk that property and pray with you today.
Oh, heck yes. Heck yes.
What time?
Well, I got to go up and hug my wife, make sure she still loves me, and make sure Alan Zeifer got out of bed and his sweet wife got out of bed and that they've let their dog poop. And then I'll be able to give you some idea. But I would like to do it.
Okay, you've got my number.
I do. Hey, Emma, text me just in case, all right? Sometimes I got a million numbers in here, and it takes me a month digging some of them.
Okay.
All right. Shoot it. Yeah, we'd love to have you come. Love to have you come. Melvin, Reggie, quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you could have Reggie or Stephanie say a prayer before we close out, I think that'd be amazing.
Okay, Reggie, we'll have you do it. Reggie, in fact, you're next one up. Pray us out of here, Reggie.
Okay, I just wanted to say, Coach, I was going to ask the same thing as Emma. I want to come down there because you can close portals. You can close them.
Well, we got some portals to close, I'd say, sister.
Yeah.
Right? But listen, we've established that ground. We've built that wall. That property belongs to the Lord, right? So now we have to go defend that property, right? So let's talk afterward, Reggie. Maybe it'd be a good time for you and Emma you want to try to come today, Reg?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll get a hold of you and we'll get a time and get as many people here as we walk the property. Go ahead and pray us out here, Reggie.
Most Heavenly Father, the Alpha, the Omega, the maker of all things, the holy of all holies, we come before you as a group in union, holding hands in the spirit realm, Lord Jesus Christ. And we plead the blood of Jesus upon this queue and upon Coach's property, both properties. We ask, Heavenly Father, that today you anoint all of the feet of all those listening and who want to join in this battle against all principalities and powers. This is a high time, Lord, but we are mighty because we plead your blood and we are part of you. You are in us and we are in you. Heavenly Father, teach those who are ignorant of the power that they have by your name and by your blood. Anoint our heads and anoint all of our properties, north, east, south, and west, above and below, with the precious blood of your Son and the anointing balm from your heavenly courts. Heavenly Father, we believe and we thank you. Almighty God, bless our families, keep us safe, and keep us healthy. And we love you, and I love all of you guys, and I'm praying for all of you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. Let Christ be lifted up. What a team we have here. God bless you guys. We'll see you.
Amen.
Tomorrow.
Amen.